Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The wait is over. Today defines a moment in history. Sports rivalries shape America. Yankees, Red Sox, Lakers, Celtics, Chestnut, Kobayashi, and now, Inner Miami, Orlando City. A scoreless draw just won't cut it. The men in pink are coming for blood. Today, men become warriors in the SunPass Derby. One team has done nothing in its existence. The other destined for greatness. Don Garber presents The MLS is back.
That's our hype montage. It's not even a montage. It's just Dan Day waxing poetic. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We are 3 hours away from Inter Miami CF taking the pitch in Orlando. Team Sports is back, baby. Gonna get some Inter Miami soccer tonight. Speaking of the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, the last time, my wife and I were talking about this yesterday, I think the last time we really went out with friends to a restaurant and didn't have too much worry about coronavirus was for, I think it was the second Inter Miami game, and we went to Funky Buddha Brewery. Now I'm starting to think, was it the first game or the second game? But we went with my friend Jim DeJoseph and his wife. I remember we had hand sanitizer and stuff, but nothing was. When was that second game? Do you remember the first game? It was the beginning of March, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, like early March. Because I remember I went to the Wharf also in Miami.
That's right. They had a huge party. Yeah, we went and watched that. And then I can't recall being out really in like a festive atmosphere like that since then. But Funky Buddha Brewery, by the way, is open. The tap room in Oakland Park. And you can go to funkybuddhabrewery.com. and get all the info on that. But the 5 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And being that there's sports tonight, I feel a little bit happy. We have a loaded potato this hour, so let's get headlines here from Alejandro Solana.
The MLS is back, 8 p.m. tonight. Inter Miami versus Orlando City. The Sun Pass Derby. That's what we're calling it anyways. That's at 8 p.m.
What were some of the other choices?
The Sun Pasico. As well, kind of playing off the El Tráfico up in L.A. You have the Turnpike Derby as well. Those are some other choices.
And most of these you've stolen from Tim Reynolds, correct?
Yes, Tim Reynolds and the Miami New Times as well. I have swiped them all.
All right, just checking.
It also, Hawk, it feels like centuries ago that Tiger King was a thing. Like, I was looking through some old pictures a couple moments ago, and like we were all in on Tiger King at the beginning of the quarantine.
And it feels like 100 years ago.
It really does. Yeah. Also happening in Orlando, the NBA, among other leagues as well, the WNBA, they're arriving in Orlando the past 24 hours. The Miami Heat, we know, have left in a team bus, and they're on their way to Orlando. They're expected to arrive tonight. Their practices begin Friday. Derrick Jones Jr. has recovered, reportedly, and will travel with the team. The other two players, who we don't know who they are yet, that contracted the COVID-19 virus, they are expected to join the team at a later date.
By the way, there is some breaking sports news. The Ivy League, the entire Ivy League, has canceled the season. Their college sports season, it says on CBS Sports, the first big domino falls for the 2020 college football campaign. Ivy League to reevaluate playing sports in January. So there you go.
Wow, that is big news.
Yeah.
How did they come out a couple days ago and said that they were going to play? I remember seeing something about Harvard.
No, I believe it was that they weren't going to play, but I think it was specifically football, but now they've canceled all sports. So.
Wow. Also, according to TNT, Myers Leonard, he's going to have the word equality on the back of his jersey for the NBA's restart. Finally, the Ryder Cup, scheduled for September 25th through the 27th. That has been postponed until 2021. The same dates, but 2021. Quickly, your weather right now in South Florida, 81 degrees, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s. 71% humidity currently in South Florida. That is your weather.
All right. Do you know which way the rain might be headed? Is it headed my way?
I think it is headed north right now because wind is moving south, which would mean that it's probably headed north.
Why?
That made no sense. Honestly, I have no idea where the rain is going right now.
All right. What?
I thought the wind was moving north, and as I was speaking,
I
open up the app, and it's moving south. So,
because I like, you know, when we get off the air at 6 o'clock, I usually play basketball with my son. We've got the court in the backyard, right? So it's 6 o'clock, play a little basketball. 7 o'clock, say we're done, take a shower or whatnot. Like, I'm trying to plan out the night. I'd like to be in front of the TV at 8 o'clock with a pizza. That's my plan. What are you doing tonight for the Inter Miami game?
I'm just going to hang out with old Daniel. We're going to watch the game in front of the
your brother,
the TV.
Daniel
Day. Yeah, my brother, Daniel. And Dan Day is invited if he wants to come by. I don't think
Dan,
we'll have...
what are you doing tonight for Inter Miami? Are you watching at home? Do you have plans to watch it?
Mayonnaise sandwiches.
Yeah, some Funky Buddha, some mayonnaise sandwiches, and some Inter Miami. That's all it's about.
No, will you be at, you can never tell if he's serious or not. Will you be in front of your TV tonight with a mayonnaise sandwich?
I'm going to be in front of a TV definitely watching this. I would not miss this rivalry match. What do we call it? The Sun Pass Derby for anything.
Sun Pass Derby. Yeah.
All right.
Derby.
And you're going to be where? At your parents' house, Solana, or your brother's place? Where are you going?
No, my house. My house down
in
K-Town, yeah.
And so you'll be in front of the TV, and what are you guys? You gonna order in some food, or are you gonna make some of those rotten sandwiches?
Nah, yeah, I have some turkey burgers that have been thawing, so I think we have that ready to go. I have the Wonder Bread also ready to go.
Little I'm going pizza tonight. I am 100%. I got the 85-inch TV. Gonna fire up that Inter Miami, that pizza. I'm hoping it we can time it out so it's here around 7:58. And I will, how long does a soccer match last? About 6-7 hours?
Yeah, 6-7 hours. Should be done by 4 a.m. You're going pizza for soccer?
Yeah, I'm going pizza. Because we thought about it, because sometimes I'll go to La Spada, or I might go to Tucker Duke's. Like, I've got all of different things. But, yeah, I'm going pizza tonight. Pizza's the best food for eating in front of a TV, don't you think?
I like that great value microwave popcorn.
Yeah, so Dan Day texts us a photo where he's firing up the Great Value popcorn, and I texted him. I go, "Hey man, I'll pop a little money in your Venmo because no one should be eating the Great." I don't even know where Great Value is from. Where's that
CVS,
from?
CVS, right? I think it's CVS.
I have no idea. It was given to me. That's what's sad about the whole
given?
Situation.
Someone gave you popcorn?
Yeah, it's sad, kind of.
Was it good?
It tasted like microwave popcorn, maybe like lower grade microwave popcorn.
Pop Secret is the best.
Oh yeah.
Pop Secret is the best microwave popcorn. I can say that definitively.
I'm an Orville guy.
Yeah, Orville's all right, but Pop Secret is the best. All right, let me give everybody a COVID-19 update. This update on COVID-19 is powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirPros, acrepair.com. I read you these earlier. These are tweets from the Miami-Dade mayor, Mayor Carlos Jimenez. You can follow him on Twitter, at Mayor Jimenez, but there was some confusion about the new orders that are going into effect for Miami-Dade because it flip-flopped a little bit from Monday to Tuesday. So here is the latest. Mayor Jimenez, earlier today, I signed Amendment 2 to Emergency Order 2620 prohibiting indoor dining at restaurants in Miami-Dade County effective this Thursday. So that's tomorrow. On-site dining can take place only outdoors. Only takeout and delivery service may be offered during nightly curfew hours of 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. It also shuts down entertainment venues, including theaters, concert halls, casinos, and arcades. The order mandates clients to wear masks inside gyms and fitness centers at all times as well. And Amendment 2 restricts short-term vacation rentals. And then Mayor Jimenez, about 4 hours ago, tweeted out, our 14-day average of COVID positive cases has spiked again to 22.7%. Remember, you want it to be under 10%. So he says it spiked to 22.7%. Whether out on the street or inside a business, the quickest way to tamp down numbers is for everyone to wear their mask and protect each other. And again, you can follow Mayor Jimenez on Twitter, at Mayor Jimenez. And that is your COVID-19 update, powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirPros, acrepair.com. So we have this tremendous interview with Tuan Russell next. Tuan Russell, former Hurricane and Miami Dolphin, and a friend of the program. Yesterday, Dono and I went into the archives and we played an old Hank Goldberg bit that I did where I became Hank Goldberg on the radio. It was called Hank Man. And we were doing it because Crowder had never really heard Hank's show. Well, Tuan Russell texted me and he's like, I used to intern for Hank. I had no idea about this. Tuan is a great storyteller. He tells us that Hank is a great storyteller. But this is super, super interesting. So Tuan Russell, one of our favorites, he's going to be next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
Whoopi Goldberg.
It's Figgy.
Cinema. J. Fig knows it.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I fall for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Biggie Fresh.
Stop. F***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies. It is the 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, which means it's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Love our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And we love our friend Jay Fig stopping by the program. Hello, Figgy.
Hello, y'all.
Alex Dono has left because he's doing something for Inter-Miami tonight. And so Jay Fig is stopping in with a Searing Pain movie review. Searing pain, Solana. Searing pain.
Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
Just a little bit late. J-Fig, Jen Figueroa. You could follow her on Instagram. J-Fig Radio. J-Fig Radio. She has posted her most recent movie review. I was just watching it during the commercial break. Very hot out. You were in your car. It's very hot out today, Figgy.
It's so hot out. I can't.
How's it weather-wise in Kendall right now, in K-Town? Is it raining?
It's very cloudy. It's soon to rain.
All right. Are you going to be watching the Inter-Miami game tonight, do you think?
Maybe.
All right. That sounds like
I'll
a no.
Maybe. What do you mean maybe?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a no. You could say no. Hey, I'm not into soccer. I'm not going to watch.
It depends. Like, if I see it on TV, then I'll probably watch it for a little bit. But
all right. Okay. Because you're going to have to watch a movie, obviously, as
correct.
Well.
Correct. I have to make some popcorn for my movie, you know.
So, Dan Day, I believe we found out that the Great Value microwave popcorn you texted us is from Walmart. People have been texting me, Great Value is Walmart.
That's good to know.
All right. And you said it was all right, huh?
It's all right. I mean, it's okay. Not the best, but it's not. What do you do, Pop Secret?
Pop Secret is the best. I absolutely love Pop Secret. That's my go-to microwave popcorn.
I'm an Orville guy.
I have Pop Secret, too.
Mm. Yeah, Pop Secret. You get the 94% fat-free, or do you get the movie theater butter?
Movie theater butter. Give me all the fat.
All right, movie theater butter. There you go. She likes the mozzarella sticks. She likes the movie theater butter. We've got a running theme here.
I'm all calories here.
Give her the calories, man. All right, so yesterday on the program, Jay Fig watches a movie every night and reviews it for us, and the movies she watches are based on our suggestions. Yesterday, I suggested the movie Us, which was the follow-up to Jordan Peele's Get Out, and it was nowhere near as good. Alex Dono gave you Ex Machina, and Solana gave you The Social Network, the Facebook movie, and Dan Day gave you The Dirt, which is the biopic about Motley Crue. So, and I think it's a made-for-Netflix movie. So which movie did you choose, Jen Figueroa?
If y'all know me, you know I went for The Dirt.
Yes. She loves music. She's a big fan of music. So now, were you familiar a lot with Motley Crue? Like, are you? Oh yeah, you were going to the concert, right?
I wanted to. Yes, it was yesterday. Yeah. Would have all been right. Yesterday.
So you're a Motley Crue fan?
Yeah, I dig their music.
All right. So you watched The Dirt, and what'd you think?
Basically, it's a biopic, like you said, and it just shows you how they started. And
go ahead, Hawk. Just do it now. Just
well,
go ahead.
I say biopic.
It is biopic.
He wasn't going to let that go. I just got it.
I was going to let it go because she hemmed and she like stuttered on it. So I knew that I was already in her head.
You are always on my head.
No, but it's a biopic. I know, Dan, you say biopic, right?
I've always called it a biopic. Is it biopic?
I say biopic. More people than me say biopic, but I believe it's a biopic.
Correct, right?
Well, in my mind, anything that I believe is correct is factually
exactly.
Correct. I think it's one of the things I share with Donald Trump. One of the few things. Whatever I say is the truth, and everyone else needs to come around to my way of thinking. So go ahead. You watched The Dirt, and you thought what?
It was very entertaining, and the music got me going, and you're just seeing the life story of them. So I gave it a 7.8 mozzarella sticks.
7.8 mozzarella sticks. How do you feel about that review, Dan?
I like it. And you don't really notice how much of a fan you are of Motley Crue till you watch that movie. Like, you forget about some of their songs and some of their hits, and you're like, wow. And 7.8, that mozzarella sticks, that's pretty on point.
You know, they actually made 4 new songs for that movie.
So is the music in the movie actual Motley Crue music, or is it redone by whoever's playing Motley Crue?
No, it's actually done by Motley Crue. Motley Crue had a hand in making the film, so they wrote.
They were the co-producers.
Yeah, they signed off on everything, so it's real deal.
All right, The Dirt, 7.8 mozzarella sticks from Young J. Fig. All right, so now we got to give you movies for tonight. Now, since Inter Miami is playing, I was going to go with the soccer theme and give you a soccer movie. Have you ever seen Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield?
Never.
Okay, it is truly awful. I saw it in college. I think I walked out of the theater, but I want you to watch it because my guess is you'll give it 10 mozzarella sticks. So yeah. I'm giving you Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield, all right?
Okay.
All right, now Dono, who is doing the Inter-Miami pregame on the Inter-Miami app, gave us Bend It Like Beckham, another soccer movie to give to you. Have you seen Bend It Like Beckham?
I actually have not.
All right, there you go. So bend it like Beckham. Yep. Now, have you seen that, Solana?
One of my favorite movies of all time. No joke. Like
I've never seen it. Is it good?
It's a cute movie, right? Like, it's not a truly great film that will leave you thinking for hours after you watch it, but it's a cool movie, a feel-good story, sports movie. It's enjoyable.
So what is it? Somebody trying to bend it like Beckham? Is that the...
Yeah, they're trying to bend it like Beckham, yeah.
All right.
You guys are leaving out a major part of the movie. It's about a girl soccer team trying to be like David Beckham.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not trying to be like David Beckham.
Yeah,
it's centered around, it takes place in the UK. It's centered around, Keira Knightley's actually in it. She co-stars. It centers around an Indian girl who wants to play soccer, but her parents don't want her to try to pursue a career in soccer because they don't believe that that's the correct thing an Indian girl should be doing. So
right, it's
it
not
really,
worthy. Right, yeah.
Right. So it really battles, you know, like societal structures and cultures. It's a very good movie, but it's also a cute movie, soccer movie. It's very good.
Is she ever able at the end of the movie to bend it like Beckham?
No spoilers. No spoilers over there, Dan.
All right. That's a kick. That's a kick, J-Fig, to bend it. Like, I don't know what you're thinking it might be, but I just want to make sure that...
And here,
you know,
I thought it was like a twerk.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Twerk it like Beckham. Yeah, I want to see that. Twerk it like Miley. I want to see if someone can twerk it like Miley. Solana, what are you going to give J-Fig for tonight?
J-Fig, I'll stick on the soccer theme too. I was going to go bend it like Beckham, but Donald stole it. I'm going to go with goal. G-O-A-L exclamation, goal. It's not based on a true story. However, when I was growing up, it came out at night, like around when I was in fourth, fifth grade, like 05, 06. This movie, everybody I know that played soccer watched this movie and loved this movie. It was very inspirational when you were a young kid. It centers around a kid named Santiago Muñez, a Mexican immigrant. His family escapes to the United States, and he ends up playing for Newcastle United in England. It is very similar to Bend It Like Beckham in the sense that it's just a cute, fun movie, not too serious. It's not going to make you think about anything deeply, but I think you'll enjoy it.
2005, right. You said?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly what year it came out, but somewhere around then.
But
yeah, like
goal with an exclamation.
Goal with an exclamation.
Somebody texts in, "Hello, Mr. Hickman. I think you are too hard on Selena. As for the weather, I think he reads what he sees. He's a gem for not losing his cool. Be more gentle with him. He is young. Thanks."
All right. I agree.
All right. Well, on behalf of all of us here at the Hickman and Crowder Show, I will take that into account for next time. Dan Day, what are you going to give Fig for tonight?
I would love to give you a soccer movie, but I'm kind of really all tapped out on soccer movies.
You should give her Alive.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that about the Uruguayan soccer team, Solana?
It is. Well, not loosely, but yes. And actually,
I guess it's
the Uruguayan rugby team. And actually, my father's cousin was supposed to be on that flight and missed
really?
The flight, overslept. No joke. That's a true story. No bit. My father's cousin missed that flight. Yeah.
Or there's Kicking and Screaming is another soccer movie.
We've given her that.
I've already seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many mozzarella sticks?
7 out of 10, I think. Yeah.
All right.
Mate, I don't know if
you want to give her Alive or you want to go off the board, Dan?
I do like the movie Alive, so I am going to give you, it's close enough, and Solana's got the tie-in, so I am going to give you Alive, J-Fig.
All right.
What were you going to give her before? I'm actually curious. All
right, what were you going to give her before? She doesn't like any of our selections.
I'm going to save that for tomorrow, unless you want me to save you today.
No.
Nope, I'll save you tomorrow.
Alive. Watch Alive.
Well, no, I mean, J-Fig wants another movie. She can demand another movie.
I'll go for Alive, but I wanted to know what he was thinking.
Well, I'll save it for another day, though.
All right. Okay. Alive is a true story, J-Fig, about the Uruguayan rugby team. They crash into the Andes. They are, many of the team members die, and because they're stranded for so long on this mountain, no one can find them, they have to eat their dead teammates. This is a true story.
Oh,
Alive.
My God.
Yeah, that is a world famous story. I've read several books about it. Do you know that whole story, Solana? Like, are you in depth with that story?
I wouldn't say I'm in depth. I know of it because, you know, obviously it was such a big story for my parents also growing up, and they've told me about it, and we know about my father's cousin who missed the flight. I think they're up there for like, what, 3 months, right? Like they were
by
themselves for 3 months. Nobody knew where they were. Everybody kind of thought they were just dead.
Everybody thought they were dead, yeah. Crazy story.
I was going to say, Hawk, you kind of ruined the twist for her, but she's going to Google it anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
I think Dan Day was on that flight, actually.
You know, you got to...
Well, I don't think it was like a twist, though. I mean, it's pretty well known that they had this dilemma. Right. They had this dilemma. In order to stay alive, they're going to have some sort of sustenance, and there was no food other than their dead teammates. Mm. And that, I mean, it was this moral dilemma. What would you do, J-Fig? Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
There you go.
I wasn't going to put her on the spot. Did you have an answer? Would you resort to cannibalism in order to save yourself?
I mean, it depends on this, like, on how I feel at the moment, I guess.
Right. Did you understand?
I have to survive.
How you feel at the moment. Sometimes you feel like eating somebody. Sometimes you're
right. Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. It's like... Like, it wasn't like it was such a, it is such a heart-wrenching question. And she took the same opinion of like microwave popcorn. Well, sometimes I'm not in the mood for microwave popcorn. I mean, you know, sometimes I might feel like eating my friend, and other times I might just let myself die. I mean, it just depends on the day. All right, J-Fig, are you ready to accept your assignments for tonight? Ladybugs, Bend It Like Beckham, Goal, and Alive.
I mean, I guess. Just kidding, yes.
All right. Then there's nothing left for us to say other than...
We'll see you
at the movies.
At the movies. Follow Jen Figueroa on Instagram, JFig Radio. And that is going to do it for us. Thank you, Mike Cugno. He's up in Orlando for the game tonight. Also, Twan Russell there. He was excellent. We went into the archives today with Kobayashi and Ira Winderman. What a twosome those guys make. That's going to do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe night. Go Inter Miami.
Yeah.
Let's get that first dub. And we will speak with everybody mañana. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Modes of transportation? The mailman is not the mode of transportation. The mail truck is.
So not Karl Malone?
Not Karl Malone.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.